Hi, everyone. As Pastor Stacy said, I am not Miss Becky. We are thinking of her this evening. She's feeling a little under the weather. And so, Miss Becky, we send you our best wishes and keep those soft pants and warm blankets and lots of warm tea going in your system. So, I was thinking about what I would say to you tonight after I learned what Pastor Stacy's sermon title would be, and it happens to be The Christmas Experience. And I was thinking about, gosh, you know, what would the perfect Christmas experience be for me? And over the years, it's changed. When I was a kid, there were things that I wished for, and there were probably things that you wished for too, right? And as I got older, my priorities changed a little bit. And I didn't necessarily wish for things, but I wished for things to happen or for time with people in my life. And sometimes those things didn't always happen. And I ended up being a little bit disappointed. And it wasn't always being disappointed in a general sense. Sometimes I was disappointed and I'd either blame myself or I'd blame other people for those things not happening. And that's not really fair, right? Because sometimes things don't happen or things do happen and they're not in our control. And then I got even a little older and I came to realize, you know what? That's not what Christmas is all about. When we think about what our perfect Christmas experience should be or would be, we also need to remember why we're even having Christmas, right? And it's so easy to forget because there's all of that hustle and bustle that we're used to at Christmas time that we actually haven't been having because of this thing called COVID. I like to call it Coronapalooza, just to put a positive spin on it. But it's been a crazy time, crazier than it normally would have been if we could do everything in person. But here we are, and our church isn't full, and all of our friends that we would normally be sharing this time with aren't here for whatever reason. And there are people in our lives that even since last Christmas, or even two Christmases ago, when we were in person, that aren't here with us anymore. And so, when we think about those perfect Christmas experiences and the things that aren't around because certain things aren't in place, it's really important for us to turn around and think, God isn't keeping those things from us. He's actually providing a space for new experiences to happen. And if we keep our hearts open, even as hard as it is right now to keep our hearts open, we might be able to see them. Just remember that God loves you so much that he sent a baby to be here for you and me and to show us how to live and eventually to give his life so that we could be free and know that when we die, we're going to go to heaven and be with God and meet with Jesus as well. And so I hope that your perfect Christmas experience is whatever it ends up being. So look for happiness, look for joy, and look for ways to make this time as meaningful as you possibly can. God is wrapping this experience up for all of us. And so, even though we can't hug each other, know that God is hugging you. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks for this evening, this chilly, chilly evening, and for the rain, and for the people that could be here, and the people that are watching us online, and the people that can't be here with us. Oh God, we need for you to remind us to not have expectations about what a perfect Christmas experience should be, but to remember that on this chilly, chilly night so many years ago, you sent someone to show us how to live, to how to be good people, and how to care for one another, because you cared so much for us. Help us to keep this in our hearts, O God, as we move through the rest of this Christmas season. In the name of the precious Son Jesus. Amen.